I traveled to Australia. As we've seen on the Olympics, this country is not all that different from ours. Pretty much the same language, same freedoms, same social structure. But even while I was there, I knew I was a stranger. I didn't quite fit in. Things were different. For example, they drive on the other side of the road. One day, the group I was in needed me to drive the car, one of the cars. It was strange and it was different. No accidents, I'm happy to say, but the group I was in decided it would be best if I did not drive the rest of the trip. I just didn't fit in. I was a stranger there. We are strangers, living in a strange world. We don't quite fit in. We do strange things. We have a unique way of looking at life. For example, out in the world, everything is pretty much based on money. You've got the cash, you can do lots of things. Moolah in your pocket opens doors. But in the church, here, everything is based on blood, Jesus' blood. You don't get in without the blood of Christ cleansing you from all sin. You're not redeemed from an empty way of life except by the blood of Jesus, the precious Lamb without defect or spot. Out in the world, the operating principle is pretty much you get what you deserve. Study hard, you get good grades, party, and you flunk out. Go to work, do your job, you get paid, break the law, and you suffer the consequences. That's pretty much how it works in the world. But here in the church, you get what you don't deserve. It's gift. It's free. God gives. Not by any merit or worthiness on our part, but he simply says, you are my children, chosen, and promises us a resurrection from the dead through the glorious resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. That is our faith, and that is our hope. Yes, we are strangers here. We do things differently. It's not silver and gold, but the blood shed on the cross. It's not you get what you deserve, but it's the gift from Jesus' resurrection. Yes, we are strangers living in a strange land. And what does Peter say? What does Peter say about us living as strangers here? Very simply, he says, we live in holiness and in hope. Yes, as strangers, we live in holiness with a moral purity that the world out there finds threatening. In this same book, the authors tell of a student who had been active at the chapel for a couple years, but on one Monday called Dean Williman to say in tears that he had had a horrible weekend. It seemed that the fraternity that he lived in had a party. And during that party, he accidentally had walked into a room where two students were having sex. This is the student's words. I immediately closed the door and went back downstairs, saying nothing. Well, when we came to the time for sharing at the end of the meeting, after a couple of the brothers shared what they did over the weekend, one of the group said, I understand that Mr. Christian got a real eyeful last night. With that, they all began to laugh. Not a good, friendly laugh. It was cold, cruel, mean laughter. They were all laughing, all saying things like, you won't see nothing like that in church, and better go confess it to the priest, and stuff like that. I tried to recover, tried to say something light, but I couldn't. They hate me. They were serious. I walked out of the meeting and stood outside and wept. I've never been treated like that in my life. As strangers, we live with a holiness that the world out there at times will find threatening. And not just holiness, but also hope. Peter says, we are people of hope. Even though the grass withers and the flower fades, we have hope because the word endures forever. Last week, my sister-in-law, Marjorie, passed away. This once strong and healthy woman developed breast cancer 2 years ago. Just a small little spot. The doctors were aggressive. Surgery, chemo, radiation. It bought her a couple years, but it came back again early this summer, only this time more aggressive than ever. This time it metastasized to her brain. More surgery, this time on the skull. But to no avail. The last few weeks were in a hospice. And there she lay. No hair, a long scar down the middle of her head, paralyzed on one side, unable to speak, able to stay awake for only short periods of time. The body withers, and then it faded into a casket, into the grave. Yet on Saturday, during that funeral service, we were people of hope. The service began with wonderful baptismal language. The priest simply personalized Romans 6. Therefore, Marjorie was, through baptism, united with Christ into death, so that just as God the Father rose Jesus from the dead, so too she may have a new life. United with Jesus in his death, she is most certainly united with him in his resurrection. Looking at a withered body faded into a casket, we were people of hope that day. As strangers, we live in holiness and we live in hope. This symposium is on Lutheran confessional identity. Identity. Who are we? We are strangers, and we do strange things. Like gather together to worship. Like baptize infants and youth and adults to bring us into this strange community. Like eat strange food, bread, and wine to receive the very body and blood of Christ. Like hear words of hope that will never pass away about Christ's resurrection. Who are we? We are strangers who live in holiness and in hope. Amen.